The Daily Rios for Thursday, July 26th, 2012. That background noise you hear is the rain. Quite appropriate, because we just got out of a double feature of The Amazing Spider-Man and The Dark Knight Rises, thanks to my pretty girl. Thank you.
Welcome.
Welcome. Oh, look, the rain went away. See? Knows we're recording. So we just saw the two movies, and I don't know how much we're going to talk about it, but what'd you think?
Both of them?
And yeah, just in general.
They're both awesome.
Are you glad that we ended with Batman first and the other one?
Yeah.
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 Why?
Why? Because it's the end of the trilogy.
Yeah. Were you sad?
I cried multiple times through the movie.
Multiple times? What time? Alfred got me. Alfred at the grave.
Alfred got me going.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he
that
got
was
me
sad.
Going.
And I was sad at the end. I almost...
Really?
Yeah, because it was over. You know, it was the first trilogy that really worked in a larger sense. You know, a lot of the last, like X-Men, the third one was kind of eh.
Yeah.
And the first Spider-Man was kind of eh, the third one, you know. But this one, you know, it was a huge journey.
I feel like there was something at the beginning of the movie that made me tear up, too, and I can't remember what it was.
Really?
Yeah.
At the beginning. Oh, when Alfred was yelling.
Oh, yeah.
Alfred
when
and
he
Bruce.
Was, yeah, that.
Bruce
yep,
left.
That.
I really
me.
Thought he was going to come back. I thought Alfred was going to come
did
back
too.
At some point.
I did too.
But I thought the scope of this one was amazing. Just it was huge. I mean, the whole thing about the city being run over, the nuclear bomb, just the scope of it was gigantic. And I guess they've all been that way. Like, I was thinking Batman Begins sort of started small, was just Batman against Ra's al Ghul. And then the second movie was, you know, Joker and the city involved, the city and Dent and, like, you know, the taking down what it means to be a hero. And then this one was just, like, a whole friggin' city. That was pretty incredible. That was good.
It's amazing how fast they rebuild that city, though.
It's a movie.
I know, that's what I keep saying.
And I like Spider-Man.
I did.
I didn't think it had the wonder that the first one did with Tobey Maguire. Like the sort of like the kid in me was like, oh my God. You know, in the first Spider-Man movie with Tobey Maguire. But this one, Andrew Garfield, I thought it was a Peter Parker movie.
I liked his character better
yeah.
in this one.
My nephew Peter said Parker. The same thing. He said,
I liked how he wasn't like little nerdy geek or whatever. Like, yeah. He was, but there was more to him than that.
My nephew said that he liked Peter, because my nephew grew up with those Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
And he said he liked this Peter Parker, but he liked Spider-Man in the first Spider-Man with
mm-hmm.
Tobey Maguire. And I was watching him going, this is really a Peter Parker movie.
Yeah.
He really is Spider-Man, whereas, like, I felt the Tobey Maguire one was him as Spider-Man.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And, of course, the relationship between... Because I don't really think much of Kirsten Dunst. And
right.
Emma Stone is amazing. She's so pretty. Does knee-high
stockings. You're obsessed.
You like those stockings too, didn't
I
you?
I do. I like that. I liked her whole outfit. The
you
little
had two?
Skirt with the knee socks.
Yeah, and the boots.
Yep, I like that whole outfit.
You're going to wear that? You're going to get an outfit like that?
You going to buy me some?
You had two female characters with thigh-high boots.
Yes, I love my boots.
What'd you think of Catwoman's outfit?
I like this one. I like it. That she's all covered up, but she's still sexy. I like that.
Yeah. Of course, when she's riding that.
Bent over with her ass. Yeah, I knew you were looking.
How could you not? They took a picture of it.
I know.
I mean, they kept,
they
focusing on it.
Yeah. They were only getting her from the behind.
Yeah.
The behind shot.
They're misogynist. No. No. It was good. I liked the Spider-Man. I got... The one time I thought I got... sort of caught up in it was when he was swinging on the cranes. When they pulled all the cranes out and then I was like, okay, I'm a huge comic book geek right now because that looks awesome. I was tearing up a little bit at that.
Really?
Yeah. Because that's Spider-Man. I mean, that's
yeah,
like, that's
yeah.
the thing of it. You think of how cool he is and he fights and he can stick the walls, but he can also spin a web and
right.
travel the city like that.
You know what my favorite thing was that he did, though, was using his webs as a catapult, like a slingshot.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
He did it a lot.
He did it a couple times.
Yeah.
I caught it.
He did it in the first trilogy, too, once or twice.
See,
but
I
in this
remember
one,
it from that, but this
yeah.
one I remember, like, I don't know.
I thought it was really, I thought a lot of that was inventive, the way they used his abilities. crawling all over the wall. And it was nice to see not a lot of CGI. I mean, obviously there was with the lizard and all that. And fighting. But you actually got to see him do some stunts and things. That's kind of cool. It took a while for the movie to get going. It was a lot.
Yeah, it started a little slower.
The whole Batman thing was good. I was saying that because I know the books and I know Ra's al Ghul and I know the story and I know, you know, that there's Talia. I think anybody who's read comics knows that Marion Cotillard, I think her name is. How you say her last name? That she was going to be Talia. I mean, that, you know. But you said you sort of got that feeling too.
I got that feeling that she was not one of the good guys.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how she fit in, but I just had this feeling like she was working for Bane or something like that.
Something like that, yeah. And he does later in the movie, he calls her a lot. Like, he says, no, not that one, bring her to me.
Yeah.
You know, but...
Yeah, because there was one scene where I thought he said, bring that one to me, and then the next scene was her and Lucius talking to Bruce, and then the next scene was, where did she go? Like, I thought that was a little weird. It was, like, all right in a row.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember.
That was the only spot that I was like, wait a minute, wasn't she just with...
I now know why people go to see this movie multiple times. Because there's a lot to it.
There's a lot to it.
And I thought the second Bane-Batman fight on the steps was awesome. There's that one shot of Bane. They pull the camera back, finally. Instead of all the close-ups, they pull the camera back. And he's just wailing on Batman, and then he hits the column.
Oh, yeah. When he's going crazy.
Yeah.
You could tell it was coming out of anger at that point.
Yeah, it was so good. That fight was so good. Yep. That was good stuff.
Huh.
What?
Nothing. Yeah. Next is going to be Superman, babe.
I know. Well, that's not till next year.
I know, but still.
And then we'll get some Marvel movies in there again.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know when they start, like 2013 or 14.
Like which ones?
Captain America, second Thor,
right.
Third Iron Man. Yeah. Oh, that's the one. We'll get Iron Man.
Iron Man's supposed to be next, isn't it?
I think that'll be the next one, yeah. So, that's good. I'm glad we...
Double feature.
I haven't double featured in a long time. Last time I double featured was Wolverine. It was a horrible movie. Did you see that one? With Hugh Jackman?
I think so. I don't remember it real well.
Deadpool?
Probably, because I thought...
Ryan Reynolds?
Oh, I don't know. I just like Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would have to rewatch that one.
And then it was Wolverine, and we watched Angels and Demons.
Yeah.
That was my double feature. That was the last time I watched that.
We did
watch it. But...
It's a weird combo, though.
It is a weird combo.
At least ours makes more sense.
Well, sure. Well, that was because I snuck into one of them. I can't remember which one I saw for free. I hope I saw Wolverine for free. But for some reason, I don't think I did.
But if you saw the one first, you probably did.
I didn't. I think I saw... I thought Angels and Demons... I think Angels and Demons was the one I saw for free. So. Yeah, we just got out of the movie theater, so, like, I don't have a lot of thoughts about Batman just yet. I'm not entirely certain Catwoman was needed.
Yeah.
Right? Do you think that? Like, what...
That she was needed in this movie?
Yeah. Do you think... Could it have been somebody else?
No, I don't...
Did it have to be anybody? I don't know.
I don't think it needed anybody. I think her role was kind of stupid in this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I just... Something about it didn't sit well. It felt... Not forced, but just...
What kind of role did she really play in the movie? Not much. She was one of the bad guys and was with Bane, but why did you even need him? They knew a bad guy was in the city or whatever. Why didn't...
Yeah, and
Batman
I guess...
Batman could have just gone after
there
him himself.
There could have been a different
There's
way
no
to
reason
go about it.
But she needed to really be there.
Yeah. But. I guess to get the whole fingerprint thing. I mean, I know it logically, you know, or structurally, he made it make sense in the movie,
right,
but I'm not sure if I... I don't know. I don't think she did anything that was like, wow, that was awesome. So she beat up a few people, but we've seen... It's a movie where he beats up tons of people. So, I don't know. But the reason I asked you if you saw Inception, because it's another Christopher Nolan movie. It's got four characters from, or four actors from this movie.
Oh, really?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, mm-hmm. Tom Hardy, who played Bane,
mm-hmm.
Marion Cotillard,
mm-hmm.
and Scarecrow. So, like, Cillian Murphy. They're all four, so.
And what is the movie about?
Inception?
Yeah.
That Dreams. It's Uh-oh. Really good.
Really?
Oh, it's so yeah. good. It's such an amazing movie.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a pretty good movie. It's very, it's, it, yeah, it's good. You have to watch it. We'll watch it sometime. Mm-hmm. On a bigger screen than your screen TV.
Hey, my screen TV is a good size for a bedroom. I don't need some giant thing.
Shh, don't let them know we watch movies in bed.
Who cares? Isn't that where everyone watches movies?
No, we're
in
supposed
bed?
To do other stuff.
Well, we do that too. Sometimes oh, while watching hey, movies. Whoa, oh.
don't spill secrets. No, I, you know, I didn't have a TV. I don't have a TV in my bedroom now.
I know.
And I didn't when I lived in New York. I kind of don't like it. Like, I think oh, if well. You put that kind of stuff in there, you're destined to stay in there. It's like they say, I saw this on Oprah, actually, years ago, when my ex used to watch Oprah, that she said, don't put a treadmill.
The bedroom should be sleep for sleeping.
Right,
only.
Don't put a yeah, treadmill machine in there, because you'll always look at it and you'll never want to work on it. Mm-hmm. You know? So, I usually don't like to watch TV.
But. That made no sense what you just said. Don't put a treadmill because you'll never want to work on it. That's why I don't watch TV. That
well,
made no
ultimately,
sense.
Ultimately, that's why I don't put a TV in my bedroom.
That made
so
no sense
I don't
at all.
Stay in there to watch. It's bad enough I'm in there with my comics and my laptop.
Yeah.
Don't make fun of me.
I'm going to make fun of you. I'm going
to
laugh.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good movies. I didn't mind that they rebooted Spider-Man. It's fine.
Yeah.
He could have kept going. Probably. Yeah. And do you know about the ending? Did you see the you know the
Did I know about the ending?
Do you want to know who that character was at the end? Remember in the prison?
Wait, which movie are you talking about?
Amazing Spider-Man at the end, okay. The credit scene. After the
okay,
credit scene.
I'm trying to remember.
Kirk Connors is in prison.
Right.
And then that guy shows up and he says, "Will we tell him the truth about his father? As you stay away from Peter," or something like that. And then the guy sort of disappears in the shadows.
Wait, wasn't that just him? His inner no. voice talking? No?
Mm-mm. I mean, I guess you could sort of take it that way because they set that up earlier.
Right. That's who he hears when he becomes a lizard. That's who he's hearing. That's
right.
That's how I saw it.
Could be. But there's a character in Spider-Man Legend that is like an illusionist.
Oh.
And his name is Mysterio. So.
Oh, I've heard of that. I've heard of
he has a big
name,
tank
but...
on his head. And I'll show you a picture of him. So it could be that.
Could be.
There was an interesting... In the first three movies, you know how you know Bruce Campbell is that one actor. He was the ring announcer in the first Spider-Man. He was the guy in the theater that wouldn't let Peter Parker into the theater. He was the Frenchman at a restaurant in the third movie, and he kept showing up in these
What's
movies. Bruce Campbell. And we had this theory that he was actually Mysterio because he kept popping up in all three movies,
oh.
and that. He secretly was tying all the stuff that happened to Spider-Man throughout the three movies, and that in the third one it would be him, or in the next one he would be Mysterio. But obviously that was just, you know, some wild fan speculation.
One.
He wasn't in.
He was in The Amazing Spider-Man. I just IMDb'd him.
Really?
Extreme reporter voice.
Oh, as a voice.
Yeah, well,
okay.
I'm going to go in there.
Well, that's interesting.
Oh, he's in. It's a video game.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind.
Never mind. So. Yeah, huge thumbs up for these movies. Sad to see Batman over. Such good movies.
Yeah, I'm kind of hungry now.
So I guess that's our cue to end, huh? All right,
let's eat.
That's been the Daily Rios for Thursday, July 26th. See you tomorrow.